Soku Sibiya is the editor of Africa.com, joining me on the line now. And Soku, this morning we're reflecting on a Nigerian designer whose latest line is a massive win for frontline workers.
Yes, so a luxury brand in Nigeria called Tiffany Amber, which started in 1998, has basically turned itself around in the wake of COVID-19. So it used to produce, you know, couture and other things, but as the founder found, as COVID-19 was coming to Africa, she decided that, you know what, I think I need to change, as people are not buying clothes anymore, lockdowns are happening. She really just changed her whole business model and became a factory whereby they would now produce PPE. So anything from gowns, scrubs, sheets, bed sheets for hospitals, masks, you know, any PPE that was needed by hospital workers, that's what she changed her business model to. And this is what's helped her survive the storm. You know, I'm hearing you talking about the eye of the storm. And this is what has helped her because now she has she's actually even grown her business from what it was when it was a luxury brand. And she now supplies hospitals. So as I said, anything from the masks, the gowns, the scrubs, anything that doctors or medical workers need, she now produces that full-time at her factory whilst, you know, the country in Nigeria is trying to flatten the curve.
And it's essential, is it not, Soku? I mean, we do know that every little bit helps. And there was a time when the world was not producing enough of these PPEs. And to turn your factory into what effectively becomes an essential service, that's the right thing to do.
Exactly. You know, the reason why we have these stop and starts is because of the PPE. You know, when you're still waiting for it to be exported from somewhere else, it takes so much longer as compared to when you have a local producer who's able to get you what you need at a fraction of the cost and at a fraction of the time. So, and this is not just happening in Nigeria only, in Kenya as well. One of the biggest factories in Kenya that used to make men's underwear has basically changed its whole operations and now makes PPEs. It's become so big that now Kenya actually now exports PPE throughout the region in terms of other East African countries as well because of that change. Tunisia does the same thing as well, where a factory now basically produces masks and PPE for the North African region. And I think this is what needs to happen. You know, we always talk about the fourth industrial revolution and what it actually means. We talk about the African Free Trade Agreement and what this means. And this is how it needs to play out, that you have a country that can change or adapt to a situation very quickly and be able to use, you know, whatever they've made and be able to send it out to the neighboring countries as quickly as possible.
Lovely story. Soku, thank you very much. Soku Sibiya joins us again tomorrow morning, editor of Africa.com.